Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Of course, you can always listen to us by downloading the Odyssey app or telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. And make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show on Twitter and on Facebook. You get all the latest updates on the show. Terry, you're on the John Whitmer Show. Thanks for sticking around.
Okay, glad to, John. Real quickly, if you're a Kansas mom-and-pop retail business and not tied to any corporate entity, does the owner of that business really have the right to hire an employee of his or her choice?
Well, my wife and I own a small business. We're not associated with anybody. As far as I know, we can hire anybody. We've thought about it over the years. So, yeah, I would think so.
Well, so ultimately, here's where it comes down to for me. Who really determines whether the owner has succeeded or failed in protecting the vulnerability or marginalized population of a community? How would you answer that?
Where are you going with this? Is this like with regarding to the non-discrimination order or something
yes,
like that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, that's why that NDO needs to die horribly, is because it's so subjective. It's so broad. And who ultimately is going to make the decision? Probably some bureaucrat that Brandon Whipple hires down at the city. And they're going to be
vote.
It's so open to abuse. That's why it needs to die.
But we can't vote, right?
Right. No, it'll all be up to the city council. And there's so many of these type. You're pointing out a fantastic flaw, one of the many flaws with that NDO. And that's the problem with it. And I'm glad you brought it up, because that's coming up here very soon, next week or two. Terry, I appreciate you bringing it up. Coming up here at the top of the hour break, stick around. We'll talk with former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.